young men and women are joining the movement. As a matter of fact, are leading the movement. Our next speaker is Sister Noor Al-Adib with the Canadian Student Federation, the federation that keep fighting for Palestine, also keep fighting for students' rights. Please welcome Sister Noor Al-Adib.
My name is Noor Al-Adib, and I have the privilege of representing over 350,000 students across the province of Ontario. And what I want to tell you folks today is I want you to look around the crowd, and I want you to look at our children. I want you to look at our student organizers, and I want you to see how smart and how beautiful and how powerful they are. Because when I look at them, I know that Palestine will never die. Because we are the ones that are going to see Palestine free. So when you walk away from here, I want you to think about the students who are consistently attacked by our universities and our colleges for standing up for who we are. I want you to ask, where's my tuition money going? Because it's going to pay for military resources in Israel to kill children just like me. We cannot allow that to happen. In Canada, we are no different than the United States. Don't forget that. So this decision is not something we should be surprised by. This is something that has been happening for generations. So when we go back, I want us to ask ourselves, are we bringing our neighbors? Are we asking the people we never talked to on the streets to show up for us, and are we showing up for them? Because this is not a Muslim versus Jewish versus Christian thing. This is a people thing. This is about humanity. This is about occupation. This is not about our religions. This is about Zionism, and Zionism is rooted in white supremacy. It is rooted in racism. It is rooted in anti-blackness. This is colonialism, and we cannot allow them to divide us. We will not be divided. We need to be the ones making these decisions. They cannot be making decisions about us without us. So empower your students, empower each other. The Arab folks, get together. Stop fighting each other, work together. We have to. This is the only way we will win, because I will not wait on my government to make the decisions. It is on us, and we will see a free Palestine.